Today on Piano Jazz, Marianne McPartland's guest from 1987 is baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan. Jerry was pivotal in developing the West Coast jazz sound and was featured in big bands for years. He also composed and performed symphonic music and played piano. When Marianne McPartland first began piano jazz in 1979, the guests were all pianists. But even as her program broadened to include a variety of musicians, the show's title, Piano Jazz, never changed. Because, after all, host Marianne McPartland was jazz pianist extraordinaire. All that is said to set up the question Jerry Mulligan asks of Marianne at the beginning of the program.
How did I wind up here on a piano show? Tell me about this.
Well, I don't know, Jerry. Well, I know you play piano. I've heard you play many, many years ago, as long as I've known you. And I just thought it would be a great thing.
I think it's a great thing. You know, the greatest thing about playing the piano is you don't have to lug a saxophone around.
Maybe that's why you left your horn at home today.
It could be, but that's
sort of a little undercurrent or unconscious desire to leave that at home. Or maybe you have all kinds of things up your sleeve that you're going to play today. In fact, I know you do. And what's the first tune you're going to play?
It's a tune called Antet, which is based on the Wallington's Godchild.
Oh, okay. Jerry, those voicings are fantastic. Did you ever put that out in a book? Like, are those things down on paper so kids could try to play them? I say try to.
Well, it's simply a question of voice leading, but voice leading on the inside of chords, and I've always been fascinated with that. It was a style of playing that that very few people really got involved with, very few pianists, because it seems that it's not really pianistic. You know, it's like and most piano players are piano players.
Well, how did you get into that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I suppose it was because of my love of arranging and textures. It's a way of implying textures from the keyboard that for me transcends one of the limitations of the keyboard. The sound of the piano.
Well, did you learn all this with the Thornhill Band, or had you got the sort of arrangements made beforehand, before you joined Claude Thornhill?
Oh, yeah. I started arranging when I was a kid.
How old?
Oh, well,
never mind.
I suppose I did
10, 11?
Well, actually, the first actual orchestration that I did was on Lover. And it was for the school band when I was in the seventh grade. They were just starting a school orchestra, and they had a really ungodly collection of instruments. A clarinet and one violin. And
two recorders.
It was really fairly ridiculous, but they were trying to start a music program in this school. And it was a Catholic school taught by nuns. And I thought, well, it was a perfect opportunity for me to try some orchestration. So I wrote, and I love the progression on Lover. It's a great chromatic progression. You know, it's one of those naturals. So I wrote this thing and made the dumb mistake of putting the title on the parts that I wrote out.
Uh-oh.
The nun took one look at that, and that was it. I never even heard it.
Oh, I was going to have you play it.
Never got to hear it.
Oh,
no, it was just a
God.
Thing of writing the parts out for the instruments to hear what it sounds like. Which is how you learn. That's what you have to do.
And you wrote for the Thornhill Band, of course. Well, play. I'm fascinated by those things. What about the monk tune? Is that sort of like what you were just playing?
Well, it's got, but that's, yeah, that, but it, the thing that I thought of Monk on the thing is because it's, Monk had a sense of humor that that pervaded everything for me.
Oh, well, just the very rhythms, like even writing something like...
Yeah, displaced.
I mean, it's so funny sounding.
He liked the displaced rhythm, displaced beats, and eccentric was maybe a descriptive word. And what's this? What's eccentric about this is it's not eccentric rhythmically, it is eccentric harmonically. And I called this Good Neighbor Thelonious, which is after the fact that we were neighbors for quite a while, and I used to see him a lot. We both lived up on the Upper West Side. So Good Neighbor Thelonious.
Oh, I love that title. That really is a charming tune, and it does suggest Monk, you know, and not musically, but sort of the way he looked and acted.
Yeah, there's a little bit of impressionism. Huh?
Well, did you just, was that one of those tunes that you sort of saw Monk in your mind's eye and you just did the tune, or did you have to think it out and write it down? Or?
No, I started messing about with the idea, and while I was doing it, I started to think of Monk. You know, especially in the bridge, it gets more eccentric.
That's play a little bit of it again, because
yeah,
well, I
love this
all.
Bridge thing. It just broke me up when I had this idea. You know,
that's a
totally unexpected melodic departure.
It sure is, but it's funny.
A lot of times, musicians' humor, it musically can be very heavy-handed. You know?
Well, interpolations, for instance, mm-hmm. You know, who used to kill me was your colleague on many occasions, Mr. Paul Desmond.
Oh, Desmond and Brubeck were insane. You know, they used to carry on whole conversations on the stand with their interpolations, because not only they would play the recognizable title phrase of something, they would be playing lines that are connected to lyrics inside the songs, carry on these extended conversations.
And people would be wondering why everyone was breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I always know there's a good audience. You know, if you play just a little bit of maybe a well-known tune and somebody laughs, you think, oh, hooray,
mm-hmm.
Getting through. Hey, what do you think? Should we try a duet? I'm sort of... thinking to myself, maybe we could do one of your tunes if I can play it properly, like Line for Lions.
Mm-hmm. Well, all you have to remember, if we do it in G, that's a B minor, not a B flat. Everybody wants to do that.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. You may enjoy another of our productions, Song Travels with Michael Feinstein. Check out the podcast. Subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.